1 week ago, what I am about to do right here on the public airwaves would have gotten me in trouble with the law. But this week, I can read these 70 words for you without fear. Are you ready? Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Now I can read you the lyrics to Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind, every word of them, because on January 1st, that song, written in 1930, went into the public domain. That means anyone, including me, is now free to copy, arrange, perform, record, adapt, or interpolate, without permission or payment, the lyrics and melody of that immortal song. And what a beautiful song it is. For the last 46 years, it has been the official song of my home state of Georgia, even though it was written by a guy from Indiana. Actually, two guys from Indiana. Carmichael wrote the music, and his college roommate from Indiana University, Stuart Gorell, wrote the lyrics. And one story goes that they were prompted to write a song about Georgia by a saxophonist from Illinois named Frankie Trumbauer. And legend has it that Trumbauer swore that nobody ever went broke writing a song about the South. Now, I get that. Southerners do get sentimental over songs about our region. Beginning with Hoagy's own vocal performance of the song from 95 years ago.
Georgia on my mind.
Hundreds of singers have recorded it, but most Georgia people will tell you that their favorite version of the song is by a native of our state, Ray Charles.
All right, here we go, band.
In 1979, when the Georgia legislature made it the official state song, Ray Charles showed up at the state capitol to play it live. When he finished, Secretary of State Ben Fortson, who had held that office for 33 years and would die of heart failure only 2 months later, thanked Charles on behalf of the state. Fortson told the pioneering musician that he, and I quote, "may have achieved here today something that nobody else has been able to do, to bring the minds and hearts of the Georgia legislature together." Y'all come see us at SalvationSouth.com anytime, and be sure to subscribe to the Salvation South podcast.
All right.